Okay, so really the place where the sugya starts from, the sugya of borrowing svarim, starts from the halacha that we were doing last week. Now, the halacha that we were dealing with last week, we spoke about the halacha of ena shoy b'rashay l'hashel. It says ena shoy b'rashay l'hashel afil shol sefer to gemara. Even if you're now we go ahead and lend it to someone else. In a shor l'shor l'hashel applies even in the case where you're doing a mitzvah by going ahead and lending to someone else, like a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, you lend a sefer Torah, you're doing a mitzvah. Still, the halacha is you're not going to go ahead and lend it out. Why? Because of the din that we're nervous that maybe it's going to rip. And even though normally we say Nichlela Inish, Lemevid Mitzvah Maine, but Lemais over here, we're not going to say Nichlela Inish Mitzvah Maine, because the only time we say Nichlela Inish is only in a situation where we're not nervous that something's going to happen to the Chayfet. So that's basically Vashteta in the Chiddush of the Gemara with Gabi Sefer Torah. Mela, it's Chazer to the regular din that Avari, you have no right to go ahead and lend it to someone else. So there's a big shtel on this, and the Ksais, the Tumim is the first one that really shtels on it, and then the Ksais also shtels on it. And that L'chaira shteitach in this halacha, that if you're shol sefer Torah, it says in this halacha, if you're shol sefer Torah, that it's shayach to patri yourself only if it's meisim asalacha. That's what it says behemshech. That if you're able to, if something happens to it, you're going to be chayv if it's an ines, but if it's meisim asalacha, you're going to be potter. So the shayla is, and that's what the Tumim says, is meduyik in the Shulchan Aruch, is meduyik in this halacha, that the only time you're going to be potter by shol sefer Torah is only if what happens is meisim asalacha. But let's say an ines happens, then avad yir chayv, which lufim riato would make sense, because over here we're talking about a shayla, and a shayla is chayv in ines. The baya is fractic size. Is that there's a chus ransom of your test? There's a chus ransom of your test, which is brought by the Gnesset Kalim in Simon Ayin Beis. That seems to say that the halacha of a shoyal being chayiv only by mitzvah is being chayiv by insim does not apply by sheila svarim. What be it's a tar chiddush? But l'chayr it's something that's brought in halacha.
Potter
for einsim. Potter and einsim. The chiyuv of a shayel and einsim does not apply to someone that borrows a sefer. You go ahead and you borrow a sefer from your friend, and then einis happens to the sefer. So that even though normally a shemer would be chayiv in einsim, when it comes to because what you borrowed was a sefer, says the Ran, that you're going to be potter. What's the case that the Ran is talking about? It's important to know exactly what the case is. The Sma brings down the case in Siman Ayin Beis that what happened was is that Reuven lent Shimon a sefer, and Shimon gave Reuven, because since Reuven lent Shimon a sefer, Shimon gave Reuven one of his own svarim as a mashkin to back to Reuven to hold on to until he returns the sefer. Shimon came to the city, and they confiscated all the svarim. They took away, they stole all the svarim. So, kibshutai, even if you're going to say the shaydim are listed in Mizrayim, the halacha would be that you're going to be, a shayl is going to be chayiv. Shteitin says the Ran, because what happened was, is that the sefer that was the mashkin was returned. They found, they located. The sefer that was borrowed, they couldn't find. So what should have happened, kibshutai? The one that took the mashkin should keep the mashkin because the sefer was never returned. Says Yeshua Zeran, no. The one that took the mashkin is not mechuyev to return the mashkin. Why? Because since over here the sefer was taken by Ines, so maybe you're going to be potter. What's the pshat? Says the Ran. The reason why is because of Pruta Derbi Yosef. Now, what's the whole muscle of Pruta Derbi Yosef? Pruta Derbi Yosef means that when you go ahead and the makar for Pruta Derbi Yosef is brought twice in the Gemara. One time with Gabi Hashavas Aveda, to Lahachmir Halav, that the halacha is by Pruta Derbi because Shem Raveda is watching the chayfetz, and while he's watching the chayfetz, he's doing a mitzvah. So Mamela, he is benefiting from the etzem fact that he's watching the Aveda. What's he benefiting? He's benefiting that if an Ali knocks on the door when he's watching the chayfetz, he will be potter from giving a pruta to the ani.
And the kash, when you daven, and daily basis, Aviyim come around asking for money. Let's say, is there a pruta that we say? I mean, Rabbi, get a pruta mosi. I say the mitzvah, but the minutes. Do you say such a thing?
Why not? Rabbi, how do you say? What's the shayla? Avada, if it's Yeshua Kaim Shreim Avada, what's the shayla? So you're not mechuyif to stop doing the mitzvah. If you're able to daven, and also you know if you're the type of person that does a lot of things while they're davening, then some of you have no ptur. But if you're actually someone that tries concentrating when they're davening in the middle of Birkas Kriyshma, and Ani comes by, then avada your potter. The bigger shayla was not tefillah. Tefillah is God's life to potter a person of giving tzedakah. Seder is very shver to potter yourself. Seder is a seder. We don't say eskort to potter when it's by Torah. That's the problem. The problem is we don't say eskort to potter when it's by Torah. Nachon.
Yeah.
He said, "Etzem,
you would be
mechuyev
to
give
them, but you're not
mechuyev
to. You have to find out if he's a good onion or not."
Right, I know. There's two things. You have an right. You know the different. You're not over on Al Tashadach Nichlum if you don't give a Gabbard Stuckle, but a Vanitz and Mitzvah to give the Gabbard Stuckle. You can't pat yourself. There's two different things. There's different things. A regular Ani, you're not mechuyev to give because you have other people that you want to give to. That's your taina, right? Okay, listen. The stock is a whole thing. The way it works is that if the Ani itself is coming around, so then there's about zundra din that even you know the person can have all the cheshbainas in the world. Why to who he wants to give the stock, and that's as much as he's chayiv to give. Right? He makes up. He has. Let's say he's able to give meiser. Let's say he can't give meiser, but he has a certain skum of money that he's able to give, and he's a very oisky cheshbain. He decided bidiyuk where the money's gonna go. Similarly, if a gavai goes around, I'm not mechuyev to give you stock anymore. That's for sure. If you're not still oisli cheshvan, then you give to people that walk around. There's no reason why a gavai should be different. But even if you're oisli cheshvan, there's a halacha that if an ani himself comes around, because today you personally for money, you shouldn't turn him away into your hand.
Yeah,
So the story, they say from Eliyashiv all these interesting things. They say over that if you give a shekel to an ani and you didn't check his tuta, then you can't take it off of Meiser. You know, they sell types of from psukim, right? And how far this psuk goes, I'm not 100% sure. But
you don't have to put through while learning.
What?
You do not normally have to put through while learning.
Never.
Why?
Because the din of Eis Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah doesn't apply to Tamei Torah, right? Because God will leave Shemayim Yidei Ma'aseh. Ma'aseh is more chashuv than Limud Torah.
But they're not starting. Why turning the Seder? So walk around doing
the Seder. There is the Shevet Alevi's Taina. That's the Shevet Alevi's Taina. There are people that Taina to the Shevet Alevi that it's not right. They go around during Seder and they're Mechai people to give. It's not right. So the Shevet Alevi said, "In a chanami, it's not right for the aniyim to mevatel the story, they should at the end of Seder they should all wait outside and wait for their handout. That's what they do in Lakewood. But call your dad that. Call them your dad. The Lamaisa, they're not going to get as much if they stand outside. When people are rushing out, it's not going to be the same.
When they made the clap right after the Shir Shel Yom, but I didn't see that in the start.
They do it now.
And they get a clap right in the middle.
Right. Right.
So why didn't they make the bed of that? They know that 30% is right.
Right, no, but anyway, that's what foolish, right, in the halacha, that it was mutter to be tevet staka during Asher V'Lusia, right? That's wrong. During Asher V'Lusia already, it was mutter for them to do it. So they don't let them do Asher V'Lusia. Some even do it earlier, right? The Makdimim, the Imamish, but they're called the Gabon, tell them they can only do it after the Kaddish Skabel. Over with Maisa, you have this issue that with the Ani himself comes around. See, this is what we always were wondering. Ani himself comes around, the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is brought to Gemara, that there's a din, the Apostle can tell him this is a Tosha Dachnichlum, which means you shouldn't turn away an Ani and he should feel better. No, you should make an Ani feel better. And that's why it's definitely much more common when an Ani comes to your house and knocks on the door and asks for money to ignore him and to say you have no money, because his mom is coming to you personally and asking you for money, especially then. You're not being, I see, what tour do you have not to give the person money? No, I'm saying there's two different cheshvayim.
When
Ani himself comes. Ani himself comes to Chedek, he has the two da. I have the Chodnishkin Geld. Right? Happens all the time. They're not going to do it. It's not a Gabbai. The Gabbam usually don't knock on the doors. The Gabbam have their state of the way they do things. So Ani comes and knocks on your door. So you're, even if you're a person that's basically cheshvayim with your Meiser, but it's still usher to turn away empty handed. It's usher. I'll touch it off Nichlam. Now I'm turning away. So the shayla is not so. The problem is out nichlam. If you give him nichlam, if you give him 20 agurot, then you weren't mekayim the din.
Shayla puta doesn't mean 20 agurot.
Yeah,
So then we always clear that since the whole part is out of tashadach nichlam.
And it shouldn't be nichlam when he comes and knocks on your door. So you have to give him. Yes, you have to give him something that he won't be nichlam with. So that's a question. You know, if he's an ishmael chobid, you have to start clearing. You know, if the rebbe knocks on one time, but the rebbe knocks on your door because someone gave him your address, and he sits down with his gavay, you know, sending out with a shekel. You know, it's mamish. The question is, when you have a regular ani, this is the old question. There's an old question: if you have a regular ani and you give him two shekel when he knocks on the door, and because I'll tell you don't really want to give him money, but you feel bad and you don't want him to feel bad, so you give him two shekel. And the guy just says, no, I'm not being mekabel there. Or you mechuyif to give him. Why should you mechuyif to give him more? You gave him something that he should be happy with, and that's it. Give shudei, that's the shot. So the shaila really that comes out lemaisa that the Olam always wanted to know was when the aniyim themselves, not the gabbayim, the aniyim themselves come around collecting in the base medrash, which occasionally happens. You have a lot of gabbayim collecting in the base medrash, but sometimes occasionally you also have an ani himself that comes around collecting in the base medrash. So you have a din of atoshadach nichum. So maybe you're mechuyif to machzik tamot Torah in order to give the person some money. So the question is, is there a musig of nichlam in a base medrash? So the guy is just going down the aisles, shaking his hands, so he knows that people are not going to give him.
Is
there a nichlam? Even if the guy, so it's zikr if he doesn't specifically shtup himself in front of you, that I don't think you're mechuyif to give him, even the ani himself. But if your mamish is shaking his hands in front of your gemara, you know, like this, tap your shoulder, you know, they want your money. So then you declare that, right? Then it could be that they feel bad if you don't give them money, even though their skin is very thick by now, probably. But on my side, it could be this din of atashadach nichlam, and you'd be mechuyif to give them money.
Loosely, the pictures of the Russian seminary, Lamassol. That's a gabbai.
That's a gabbai.
Then you have no din of.
There's no din of atashadach nichlam, and the only reason, and you mechuyif to give them stock life. If you give tzedakah, you're not mechuyif to give it.
Some people have the
ads
no matter what it is. If it's five, it's ten, they know they're going to be
to be maisted
from it. Whatever coin is going to come to the hand, they're going to ask it to be maisted from it.
Seriously, so what do you want?
That's just a
collecting technique.
I can tell you what's Minigisrael. My kid now and all the kids, she was kind of
went around collecting.
So he told me what people give door to door. He went from door to door with the other boy. He walked back as a 500 shekel. He says the average person. He says the mother comes to the door. Not even the father. He's somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And they give an average of 2 shekel a person.
Really?
Average.
Because this time of year when all the yeshiva town is coming around, though, you'll be broke if you give everyone 20 shekel even. Yeah, I'm telling you. There's tens and tens of them not handing the door for some
money. You're in here that gives money, and a bunch of people came with that currency. Where does this guy live? Where does this guy live? So I said, oh, you know what? No, he says, no, he gives money. If they get a name,
and they come.
They come to his first.
So it's Moshe Isser.
Even Rabbi Berkowitz had this year. He came out of his room, there were 10 Hasidim there on the table, sitting at the table.
Which one? Where?
Rabbi Berkowitz said, I'm crying. This really? Year. You write a check to everyone.
Yeah?
They know who gives money. They have a whole like thing.
I know they have a list.
So Rabbi Berkowitz was on the list. So there were 10 Hasidim there, but he was for a check.
I don't know this channel. It would come in Barbara. You have to come
on. The Kennedys. They don't care when I check the 10 Hasidim.
What do they think he is already? They think he's a gabbai. They think he's got money to give out.
He gives a few people, and his name gets on the list. And I have a neighbor like that also. They're all looking for this guy. Why is this guy over there? Because they know he gives
it. It's like that everywhere.
A few Muslims come in one car service a lot of times.
Yeah.
They park outside, the one knocks on the door, and finally, the first thing they come to you, they give them $5, whatever, the first thing they come, all of a sudden you realize the next thing they come in intervals of a minute,
you'll
wait, and they come in to mail. Is there a point like you cannot open the door, or they will collect them?
It's different, Shadley. You want to know whether you're Muslim to open the door.
Right. No, it's he's saying it's a shiloh because it looks like it's really connected. They're like five guys. No, it could be connected. It's really they pull the money. So what are you giving to each one?
No, they're not pulling the money. They're saving money of the driver. That's what's going on. Drivers are very expensive because the drivers kill you. They take a percentage because they know their addresses. So the drivers
take 49%.
But listen, they need a premise to the drivers. I know people make late times, but why? No. A lot of even the Gabon. The Gabon a lot more. Look more from percentage.
People get overwhelmed when I like you say with 10 people or even 5 people. People get overwhelmed. The whole, of course, is one thing. But it feels like a bus is coming into your head.
Well, that's how it is in Purim for sure in New York.
I'm not Purim. I'm talking somewhere here. You have a key to open the door. Is that mechal b'chal and tashit ach mechal?
I don't think so. Because it could be you're not home. Unless they mamish know you're home, then they're
yeah, it could be you're busy, could be
it's hard to say. There's a tashdach nechal there.
So
it's mutter to do that. In other words, if an ani comes to you and you mamish have no money to give, so then you can say, so Rabbi Berkowitz always told us that to ignore him mamish. Now sometimes the guy seen the clapping like Zai.
Give him a drink.
And he said to ignore Mamish, he didn't like. He said to say, I'm sorry, I chadish shem geld.
Give him a drink.
He said that's better. At least you're showing him that he exists. There's nothing worse than making believe that a person doesn't exist, right? That's pretty bad.
Is the answering door or anything?
I'm not saying my answering door, I'm just saying that there is a hashkafa. It's a better, it's not him. He's not the only one that says it. He says There's a maral in Chedushi Agadis on the Mishnah of Metzia that goes through what the different inyanim of Enos Devar is. And the Gemara goes through Zachar Meisach Arishayim, it says first, right, by Ben Ger, Pesh Achel Nevil, and Trefes Yask Vatera, you know, all these different examples of Enos Devar, like pretty bad things that people remind people of who they were, who they came from, what are they doing, like, where are they holding. The last thing that it says in the Mishnah is Kama Chifet Zeh. You go to the person, you say, how much is this worth? So the Maral asks, why is that the last? I mean, it would seem that the most shver, the worst cases are are the cases that are mentioned first. So he wants to know why it sounds like, you know, it sounds like the last case is going up in Dargaz and Nostar, how bad it can get. He says, you asked him how much chifetz had, you weren't interested in buying it. So why, what's so bad about that in Nostar? So he says, so the Ra'al says this to side. He says, the Pshad is, when you tell a Ben Gayer, and you tell a person, Peshach on the Veil, and Chifetz Yassim Batera, and he says, Misha Surim Bonalov, and you say, Schar mi, mit, right, Schar no, mi, which Tzadik was Naki Avad, right, which that you deserve what you're getting. He said, all those cases, you're at least recognizing, there's at least a Hakara that there's a person there. Right? Could be you're a Nidvika person, but at least you're a person. He says, when you go ahead and you tell a person, when you ask a person, and you're just driving him crazy, that means you're not machshir the mensch bichlal. That shows that, you know, that's what Azay Shein Maral. You don't care. You're taking the person, and you're saying, I'm going to play with you. That shows no chashivas for the mensch. There's no, you know, there's no hakar of the mensch there.
Sorry,
those tomorrow. They are. So the Maral asks them. Why it sounds like that's the most common case. So he says, it sounds like those are the most common. But the biggest pgia is when you make, when you kilo, you're telling the person that the biskanish mensch.
What do you say?
Huh?
What do you say? How much is the fake? How much do you say?
If you're not interested in buying it. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, wow, that was a parenthetical shtickle tire. Fine, right there. So Lamaisa, let's get back to where we're holding. The Chus Haran. So the Chus Haran, the case was with the case of the Mashkin, and the Chus Haran said he's potter from giving back. So the reason why he's potter from giving back says the Chus Haran, because of Puja Derbi Yisuf. So what's Puja Derbi Yisuf? Bachamo. Puja Derbi Yisuf is that when you're being Isa designed in the Chayfetz, you don't have to give tzedakah. So that's worth money to you, because you can save money on your day the fact that you're being Isaac in a mitzvah. So it's said once by Hashem's Aveda, that when you're a Shemer Aveda, you don't have to give tzedakah when you're being Isaac in the Chayfetz. So immediately become a Shemer Sachar, says Rabbi Yosef, because that's worth money to you, it's killer, you're getting paid. The other case is Amavala Mashkin. When the Levi gives the Malva Mashkin, since when he's being metapel in the Mashkin, and when he gave the Halva itself is a mitzvah. So he gives the, when you receive the Mashkin, he's being Isaac Zion in a chifetz that facilitated a mitzvah. So Mamela, you're going to be Zedin put the derby. Yosef and Mamela, even though you're not getting paid for watching the Mashkin, you have a din of Hashem Mesafer al Tzlochatiyat Tzlaka. That's the two places in the Gemara where it mentions that he said put the derby. Yosef.
It calls by somebody else. I'm a Mashkin has a put the derby.
So Kol's man, the chifetz is by he's talking about a sefer.
Doesn't that be learning from it?
As long as I learned it, and he has the potential to learn from it, and he has the ability to do a mitzvah with it. So Mela is considered I'm doing a mitzvah with my chafetzin, and the Mela I have a dinner fruit of Rav Yosef.
Why?
And I'm potter. Oh, so let's we'll get to the problems with the Ram, but. And Mamela says the Ran, you're gonna be if an ani comes, you're gonna be potter. Since if an ani comes, you're gonna be potter. So you have din of a Mamela says Ran a chiddush hazoy. What's the chiddush of the Ran? That the side of the shayel was kol hanor shaloi. The side of the shayel is all the hanor remains by the shayel and nothing remains by the mashel. Says the Quran, in a case where the Shoya Mashal himself does get a Hano, so a Mela, it's not considered Kol Hano Shalai anymore.
They're using the Sefer,
because it's not Kol Hano Shalai anymore. The Mashal is getting Hano Pruta Derbi Yosef too. So since the Mashal is getting Hano Pruta Derbi Yosef, so a Mela, it's not considered Kol Hano Shalai. Once it's not called Kol Hano Shalai, the Shoya gets knocked down to the Din of Shemer Sachar. Mele is going to be potter.
He could borrow someone's car and he gives him as his electric shaver.
No, why? My cash.
Because he got to borrow a car. Yeah. Not call Nasha because he gave back to the other guy.
Yeah, Shilin of Ashulcha, that will do, we're going to do that. Yeah, that's before Shemishna. Shilin of Ashulcha,
then what's Shemishna? So, why is it different than Ramnan's case?
Because this case is not Shilin of Ashulcha, this case he gave it as a mashkin, you have no rush to be Mishnamish with it.
So, then if you can't be Mishnamish, what's that? Why is it called?
So, it's Puja Derbi Yosef because I'm deriving Hanah from it because I'm Puja from giving stock to Hanani.
The mashkin
is stuck to Hanani. Okay, so that's what the Ran says. So, now. So whenever you give a sefer, whenever you lend a sefer to someone else, you're going to be potter. So this is a moderately, I don't know how well known it is, but it's something that Now, however you're going to come out, at the end of the day, there's going to be azashita. You know, zachrein and matzis of chasach chasach, whether the Ran is right or not right, and we'll discuss in a couple of minutes exactly what the story is. But at the end of the day, the sheet of the Ran blibes, at least, echad. So the Mela, anyone that lends out a sefer and this happens, potentially will not be able to get repaid, right? That's what's really going to come out. That's what's going to come out according to the Ran. That's what the Ran says.
He gives back the sefer instead.
When he gives back the sefer,
there was a sefer. He gave the sefer.
He gives as a mashkin. But let's say you give without a mashkin. You know, the achrayna one should also the Ran. Forget about the mashkin. That was a ma'aseh shehoyah. Even without a mashkin, the halacha should be that you should only be a shemer sacher. Why? Because I'm doing a mitzvah when I land it. So me'el sakol ano shalom. Straight.
Mitzvah understand.
No, it's good, so good.
Hey, not it's not in it.
Huh?
It's not in it.
So we'll see. It has to be right. So it's not your time. We'll get to it. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it would seem that there is going to be a shita that holds that when you land out a sefer, it's going to be problematic. So Mela, we had a maisa with a guy that had a set of art school gemaras, and art school gemaras fashetach is a popular thing and it's very expensive. Not everyone has them, and he used to lend them out, and he had a gemach of art school gemaras, and he didn't realize that that this halacha was true, and after he heard this halacha, he set up the gemach in a way that the people that took the bar of the sefer would be chayv even in einsim b'chol hadeis. How do you do that? By making a tanai. You make a tanai that you make a it's kilu, even if you're on the tzad, that he, the one that borrowed is din of Hashem v'sachar, since he's providing the mashal with schar mitzvah. But you make a tanai that can say that I'm being mekabel zayin oynis on myself. B'shas v'meshicha, b'shas when he takes the thing, you know, he says I'm even taking responsibility for oynisim, and then so you're good to go. You're good to go. That's the Eitzah. That's what Rimmer started doing after he went to Sugya. Rimmer has a son, art school gemach. When he heard the Sugya, he said he started lending it only out tonight.
You have to tell every person, you have to sign up, right?
You have to tell the person.
Can you describe it tomorrow? Is it doing that?
If the person sees it. That's the problem.
It has to be Shas Kenyan.
It has to be before the Kenyan. It has to be the person realizes when he's doing the Kenyan. If he only knows it afterwards, and also he has to be masking. See, that's the truth. You have to know exactly what this has to do.
The son. The Shavis had a sign. They might call him Prutus.
And I'm not. I'm not masking.
I don't know. But if you see the sign,
I'm giving it to you all tonight. No, I'm asking for the tonight.
They don't call it this book.
Huh?
It says it's been my couple. No, it's not a tonight.
Okay. Yo, Rav Tachos goes crazy. He always told us that, doesn't he? Says when by the mikvah there's a sign up, and the shiva there's a sign up that any towel that's left after 30 days it becomes hefker, and any sefer left at the end of the zman becomes hefker. He said, I'm not asking. When they're not letting, they're not going to let you in if you're not asking to the sign, I'm not going to talk, it's not true. They have to let you in, they will let you in. So I'm not asking to the sign. How do you know?
Why?
The Maisa, all the places say that that's what you should do. There's a shiur for a Maisha about it, or a Vosner, or a Nerbloy, they all say they need to get out of all these issues, huh?
It's not because they're not the owners, they're in London, they're telling you that we're not taking responsibility. We can tell ourselves some of the responsibility.
You're at your own risk. You come in here, you lose your safer, we're not giving
you impact. I'm not asking. You can't. But the pshat is that halacha is that you're not allowed to do that, right? The halacha is that v'chiv Hashem Saveda, right? The halacha is that if there's a towel loss, this is such thing as after 30 days it becomes hefker. In the vakas of halacha, unless the person's mekabel on himself, such a tanai.
That's not responsibility. Why can't
I even sell
to myself?
That's not the part. They're not doing that. They're not even selling to responsibility. They're saying, well, watch it for 30 days for zel. No, they're allowed to do it. The question is whether there's the avaskomas hanichnosim. That's all. That's always this time. The mice of the middle is to be made with hashteitzach, and that's there's nothing to say.
Why do you need avaskomas hanichnosim?
Because my chifetz. Do you want me to be meichel or my chifetz?
No, I don't want you to have to come with my thing unless you understand the rules.
No, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's a joke. They're not. That's what I'm doing. That's what that, when they put up the sign in yeshiva. There's a, you know, the frame signed in yeshiva that says anyone that brings a sefer in, you can see it in front of her. Huh? not the Rishchevi sign. No, there's a frame sign in the entrance to the main base medrash. Anyone brings a sefer in his zakni, and if it's left here when whatever, it's gonna be hefker. The first time that sign went up about 15 years ago, one of the Shmuel Levitzes went around taking them all down. Says, you have no right to do that. All right. What were you? You have a chiyuv hashos aveda. You're being mafki yourself in the mitzvah hashos aveda.
How do you get
that up? Huh? Back up. This whole thing is not, you know, it's only b'di'evet. That's for sure. Maisho and Yerushalayim Tshuva about the dorm rooms was very big. It was b'di'evet. They asked him, what does this do? They said to him, they said that there's turnover in the dorms and people leave stuff there. What are we supposed to do with it?
Okay.
Huh? But doesn't help. But he brought it for shos.
So
the Yeshiva is
supposed to spend money to call
everyone. Shalom's what date is?
No, they can store it. I once went to some Yeshiva, some, I don't know where, I was just like looking around, and I saw one room that they have stuff, maybe for different years and years of stuff. They don't throw in the garbage, they just put it somewhere.
And
at first, everyone really wants to look for his things, maybe they'll tell you where it is. The
Yeshiva is supposed to spend money.
They don't throw in the garbage.
Not spend money, maybe not, but then they would have
storage
a gift to sell
it
and keep the money in escrow.
You're
not going to get out of it.
You're making it tonight to uproot a mitzvah.
For sure.
I mean, it's different than Islam tonight, where some Islam making, let's say, not to pay somebody money or accepting more liability,
right,
less liability.
They want to say that we want you to be mafkir your chayfetz. Besides the hashkafah shabbai, it sounds like you're heading already hashkafically. Whether there could be, there is a tiny hashkafically on this. I don't know, there's a kiveger by Hashem Saveda that says hashkafically a person shouldn't patter himself from Hashem Saveda. There is a mahalach. But when I say, b'karach ha-metzias, it's just not shayach, right? All these yeshivas will tell you, so look at the mirror, my gosh, you see what goes on after this month is over? Piles and piles and piles, hundreds and thousands of dollars of gemaras.
No, people purposely leave it a lot of times because they're not interested in bringing it back to America. So
right.
So they say, so why leave it? So let them see, you should
let them sell
it. Basically,
you can't, no, but you can't.
Most people leave it.
I lost my gemara.
You lost it.
How do you know?
Most of them are
natural.
You're not
that you got
few.
How do you know what is
most
not? You never know when they'll some of them forgot them and lose them. The big shot. Whatever. I'll just see. Yeah, anyway. It's not pasha. That's all I'm trying to, what you're trying to admire over here. It's not a pasha. Anyway, so if you do let down a sefer and you want a person to take responsibility, even a matzah of vainus, would be gedai for him to take the sefer without tanai. In order to be mafkia's life and the shittas that hold like the Ran that says that a shalom sefer is going to be a potter. Okay, so Lamais over here, there's a lot of raid over here. The size, the first thing is, the Sma brings us down to Lamais. The Shach says, L'chayra, why is the Sma bringing it down as a number of Pashim? It's telling the Machlaik, Shabbat and Rabbeisif. The Machlaik is itself, a fruit of Rabbeisif is Dacha Machlaikis. Rabbeisif holds a fruit of Rabbeisif. And Rabbi argued and said that we don't hold a fruit of Rabbeisif. So L'chayra is a speck of the Dina. It's Machlaik Shushen, who we pass the mic. So the Shach says that the Sma should have been more mafurish and said that. It's not pshat that you're potter from mine. So the pshat is that we can't be making money from you for matzav avayinus. But the reason why is not the stick of the dina. As they say in shach, the ksay takes issue with the shach. The ksay says it's not that the shach is not the. He says a gevald kavar. What's shit in ksay? Ksay says that it's not pshat that Rabba holds that there's no hana because you can't give. Because you're not mechuyev to give tzedakah to anan. It's not pshat that Rabba argues on the musaq of Putin Rabbi Yisrael. He said, if not, there's hana. You can't argue on the metzias that if an ani comes on potter. Avada there's hana. What Rabba says, since Putin Rabbi Yisrael is not shchiach, hana is vinegar from a shabbat puta. In order to become a shemar sachar, like we saw, you need that the shach brought down, that we need the hana of a shabbat puta. Rabba held the hana. A pruta Rav Yisrael is not a shemar pruta, so mainly you can't become a shemar sachar. That's Rav Shita by Shemar Aveda. That's Rav Shita by Milvah Lamashkin. You want to make the guy a shemar sachar, you can't make the guy a shemar sachar. But hana vada there is. In order to be mafkia the din of kol hana shaloy of shoyel, it's enough even a hana of less than a shemar pruta. So mainly even Rav is going to be masking that when it comes to Shemar, when it comes to Mishael, to Shael Sefer, and the taina is that the Mashal also has Hana, even if the amount of the Hana is less than the Shemar Pruta, that's enough already to put a raise on the Kol Hana Shaloi that the Shael has. So Amil the Shael, once the Shael's Kol Hana Shaloi is being nechsar, because the Maisa, the Mashal also gets Hana, even though the Hana is less than the Shemar Pruta, that's enough. So Amil says, it's nice, even Rabbah's going to be masking that when you're shayla sefer, there's a chesaron kol hashana shahal nashalay memela. The shayla's not going to be chayv nice. That's the first time of the excise. What's the second time of the excise? Second time of the excise is what Rabbi Gross time. This is something that already has been up in put back and forth by everything. And that is that says the excise that limanatayra, the fact that he's going ahead and he's borrowing. And he's borrowing my sefer, and he's mela. I'm getting a hana from the fact that he's learning. So the hana that I'm getting from the fact that he's learning, he says that's mitzvah l'hinasim. So it's mitzvah l'hinasim. That hana is something that I can't. That we're not going to say is something that will be goyrim a thing that will be goyrim a hana that I'm having. I was, what's the proof of derby? I said that he's learning, so mamela, I'm gonna be putter and giving a proof to an on. He says, no. The whole reason why I'm being putter and giving a proof to an on is only because yet a person is learning. He says, learning is something that you can't get hana from. So since you can't get hana from it, so mamela is not gonna be hana proof to derby if me some limit after you either. But that hana is not worth anything. There's no hana from the etzam limit. That's what it's all the hennessy. That's a mitzvah sheila. I went ahead and I lent you something. I provided you something. Go ahead and learn. That's going to be. That's what the says. Titus and Mela Bichlal. He says the Chassid wants to say that Mela Wad says the Chassid. So Mela Wad, he says a part like this. He says, since we say mitzvah lahenis and no, so he wants to ponder. He wants to say a new reason. Forget about pujur grace. Since the person when he's learning it, that's a thing that's making him a shayel, because that's the hana. What's the hana? Says excess you're getting from a sefer Torah, from a sefer, the hana of limud. See, that's the hana that the shayel is getting. The hana that we say kol hana shayel of a shayel is the hana of limud. Says that hana is nishkan hana. So you're not a shayel. You're felt in shayel because you're not getting hana from the chayfets. The musuk of shayel is you have to get hana from the chayfets. If you don't get enough from the chayfets, you miskunishkan shayel. So mamela, that's the pshat why you're not going to say something. That's the reason why you're not. That's the reason why you're not chayav an aysim. Chayav an aysim is because a whole siba for the chayav an aysim is only because you're getting enough from the thing. Here, you're not getting enough from the sefer b'chlal. Says success. That's I affect excise. Well, my son, I'm saving money because I can go ahead and instead of renting the safer, I can use the safer for, I'm using the safer for free, and also I can go ahead and I'm saving money that way. So he says excise, such as the Gemara in Hashayel that talks about when you borrow chifetz not in order to use, but in order to be seen with it. Like, let's say you want to give the appearance of a very rich fellow. So you go to your friend and says, man, you have a BMW. Do me a favor. Lend me your BMW. I want to park it in front of my house so when the client comes, they'll think that I'm a rich person.
I'm going on a date. I want a BMW then.
No, but then you're using it. Well, you're not using it. You're just doing it in order to make an impression. So I'm borrowing it, but I'm using it not to be mishtamish, but to make an impression. So the Gemara's specific. Whether you need to get hana shtamshus and the chayf is talking to your kamashayel or not, and Mele Gemara says you're potter. What's this shaykh in Gemara? You're not going to be. You don't have a din of a shayel. So Mele Gemara says this is why gara from shal a little roisbay. Why? Because since over here you have the sefer, but the hana they're getting from the sefer, it's not something that's tangible. Because it says alvahen it. So Mele, it's like you borrowed it without nishtamshus. As this shaykh says. A lundisha born with
Anishnah, which I'm sure they no one asked it, but it said you're not allowed to learn Torah when you have Avel or Tisha B'Av because it makes Simcha. I can say Simcha is not something tangible. People go on vacation for Simcha. It's a Shabbat from Tov Simcha. You enjoy yourself that day. You bought it there without a stick.
Yeah, but
now you enjoy yourself. It's enjoyment. You can't
look at
it. Hey,
it's time. Right. So the etzem. Yeah, I mean, you could have asked the shan a little bit differently. The etzem shan doesn't bother me because when you go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur when you're tamei, could be you also enjoy it. It's always say mitzvah lehenes that no, and you're going to be. It's not considered a mitzvah.
There's no iser.
But also, if you enjoy the sound of the of a shayfer, yeah, and the guy blows from a shayfer of an oil. Second, we say mitzvah lehenes no, and it's not considered meila. Why? I enjoy the sound of the shayfer because el tzavri and no, that's not the tachlis of the mitzvah. So even though there's a karada simcha that comes out of it, that's not the ikar thing that you're supposed to be getting out of it.
But Ivli
Tal says that. Ivli Tal is not like this fart. L'maisa, like I said, this thing is L'maisa Tshari with the Nachleikis Gedoyla. There's a Taz, and there's Avram Menahar, Nadarim, and there's Ivli Tal, that all say that the Mount Tair is different than all the mitzvahs, because the chetz of the mitzvahs is get enough. It's not stam that I enjoy it. The fact that I enjoy it is not enough. It has to be that's the mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the Eglei Tal and the Ram Nahar. That the mitzvah of the Mount Tair is to the Hanah itself. That's the mitzvah. So you can't say mitzvah of Anasim. Otherwise, you have my time. By a lot of things, you get this residual Hanah. We don't say that's considered Hanah, because like Rashi said in Rosh Hashanah, it says lavle hinis nidu olat zavareim nidu. That's lashon Rashi and things. Well, who cares if you get some sort of hanah? That's not the types of the mitzvah. But the chetz of the mitzvah is to get hanah. It's a whole different story. So lamaisa, that's what the Sivis asks on the ksais, that lamaisa by Torah the Taz says mitzvah hinis nidu. Mitzvah that Torah is lehinis nidu. So Meili argues on the ksais taina from over here. And he says he has his taina mevada point to Tal and according to Rav Minhar. The whole thing that this time would fall off. Rav Kibshutai, like Sach mentioned, held not like the famous part from Eglei Tal, even though I know a lot of people like saying it over. But when I said a lot of Achronim, they held that Torah is like any other thing, and Torah is mitzvah is love and is nino. And like you said, even though you're pater from, even though it's Gayerim Simcha, right? Like the pasuk says, but still, when I said that's not the Yisrael of the Dama.
Would it be any different borrowing a
paper
to prepare a lecture or something like that?
It's not. Are you doing it for Tyre or not? Someone that gets paid for learning is not going to say like he's learning.
If you're getting a lecture, I think the learning is
anything. No, you're not getting it. The ikar is the learning. Because learning, you're not going to take money for teaching Torah. It's awesome. You need a hetzer to take money in the home. Whatever, something. Whatever the part is. If you're a very good speaker, your schar b'teil is very high. Right? Well, lemaisa, you need a hetzer in order to take money, right? It says mani b'chinam v'ata b'chinam. You're not going to be melamed Torah for money. Avada the ikar hashkafa to taking money for limudat Torah is that listen, you open up a shulchan aruch, it's from a Torah. The Rambam Pasuk is not allowed to take money. He says that's kardu machmerva, right? He says so. I'll do this now. I'll do machlekes, right? I don't have to.
That's why the biggest yeshiva in the world is a daf yomi. It's free shuri. When it's free, you see how big it gets.
Well, because the Lamaites are doing the right thing, right?
Yeah.
It's the right way to do it. Right way to do it. If you're able to teach Bechinam, that's the best thing to do. If it's not Shaykh, so then there's Ramah that says it's more to take money, whatever. There's different ways to get out of it if you're a person that. Okay, now, that's the kind of the Ksais. On the Nesivis over here, argues very sharp on the Ksais. He says that it's not true, that the halacha, that the only time we say that the reason why we hear this is accrued to the Rabbi Yosef is only because it was a case of a mashkil. But in a case where there's no mashkil, just some lending a sefer Torah, then avada, you're not going to have the din accrued to the Rabbi Yosef. He says two reasons why there's not going to be din accrued to the Rabbi Yosef over here. One reason is because he says the scar they are getting is before you even lend it out. When the shasta she'ela, that's when you're being mechayev the mitzvah, he says. So you're getting paid before the person, before anything is happening. So before you lent it out.
What do you mean? If you wouldn't lend it out for a week, you get the same amount of time you lend it out for a day. Every day is a new. If you return to the middle, you wouldn't have the same amount of time.
That's a shayla. The Nesivis says the schar is only b'shas be'etzem b'shas to shayla.
You can return, you can demand back, especially because it's done with
it. The Ksais in the Meshayv says that's not never what he meant. He never meant that the schar is really then. He meant that while the person is using the sefer, you also get the schar. you're also doing a mitzvah. If someone's using my thing to do a mitzvah, I'm also getting a mitzvah. That's the shaila. Whether we say that it's mishpamshus and sefer is misyach back to the mashal also. So he says it is. I'm going to show you. See himself? No, it's only from the beginning. The other thing is an interesting taina. He says that the Nesivus wants a taina that the only time we say that there's a musa that putted Rabbi Yosef is only a case of milval and mashkar. Because whose chayfet is giving me the hana? Whose chayfet is providing me the hana? Also by Shavta Reda. The chayfet of Yener is providing me with hana. Right? He gave me a mashkin. So his chayfet, because I have his chayfet, so I'm getting a hana. Because I found his aveda, and I'm getting a hana. So he's kibul paying me for watching the chayfet. Here, whose chayfet is giving me the hana? My own. My own chayfet is giving me hana. I thought I'm on a shomer sofer. I can't pay myself and make myself a shomer sofer. That's the time when this is. Azavart.
You're getting a mashke because of
that's only the case of mashke. This is the Rana is only talking about the case of mashke. But where it's stam on the sefer, says I can't pay myself in order to do it. He says, I don't know, it doesn't make sense. And the Nesivus Mele says only case that you're going to be potter is only a case where you took a mashkin. When you took a mashkin, then you're going to be potter. That's from the Maisa, where the case of the Torah that the Rana was talking about. Anyway, looking in the Mishaviv, the interesting swar from Ravanzel in the Mishaviv in the Haggah, how he answers up the Nesivus of Kashas, exactly what comes out. The Machne Ephraim also, he's bothered that L'chayra that. Only that you're not being Isaac the mitzvah. He says, what's the case over here? We're not being Isaac the mitzvah. He says, Mamela, you know, the guy's learning. So Mamela, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything. So why am I chotter for mitzvahs? He says, what the Ran says, Ran and Sukkah. He brings Ran and Sukkah to my chef, right? Ran and Sukkah says that the member of Chazal is Isaac the mitzvah, chotter for a mitzvah. It's not being Isaac the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah happening because of you. You're doing the mitzvah without being involved in the mitzvah. The Ran says about it, you don't say that you're potter from other mitzvahs. It's actually kind of stamps. So the Machlevan doesn't understand why you'd be potter. There's a lot of different times the Dachrenim asked on the Ran, why should you potter, why should you not be potter?
No, but Mashkin, the reason is because when you have a Mashkin, you have to show.
Yeah, yeah. In the case of a Mashkin, you're being Isaac in the Mashkin. But where you don't, in the case of Mashkin, right. But the Shaf and the Sma and the Ksais, all one of the cases, not talking about a Mashkin. Even in the regular place, they say you're potter. Anyway, so the other taina is.
What's your Torah? There's a tear there, the Shulina.
Yeah, there is a tear there.
If you're a big Gemach guy, you're letting out all these, and the whole day you're Torah, but all these guys.
You are? They are?
If you're very big into it, then you're Torah.
It's called Tear the Mitzvah.
Like you have a leasing car company, you have a bunch of cars.
But that's Tear the Rishos. That's Tear the Rishos. You're saying this is Tear the Mitzvah.
Mitzvah's Mitzvah.
So there's an interesting what if you remember I mentioned before that the Ksais wants to say that forget about the Musig of Puja Rabbi Yosef. There's not a reason to potter you because the mice is like Shalom Leroy is by. Because you're not getting direct hand off from the Chayfetz because Mitzvah Allah is in. So the Arsameach says that Shalom Leroy is by is a want this. The Pshat is that I have no right to be mishtamish with the BMW, right? I have no right to drive the BMW, you can just sit there. So he says, where I don't have a right to be mishnaush with the chayfetz, kenzai that's felt in the etzim sheva. That's what the Gemara says. That's kind of under the Gemara. Ashenke, when I borrow a sefer, I'm getting the full mishnaushes of the sefer. Even though the mice and mitzvah and innocent, no, the lumdis were saying that's kili nara no. But that's never what the Gemara meant when it says shalvali roisbai. The Gemara never meant by shalvali roisbai that the pshat is that. The pshat is that I'm only in lumdis. I'm only getting in a sham. I'm only getting. I'm not getting a full shtam shas and sefer. So the chetza, I have no right. My shmira is my sheil is lacking because I only have a right to go ahead and be seen with that. I have no right to be mishtam shas. But makom where the sheil is not lacking v'chlal. So there's not even a tzad to say that you don't have a din shayel. So he wants to say that al sheil erase, but it doesn't pass v'chlal by the mosuk of sheil svar. So he wants to be mechayev by sheil svar. But like I said, at the end of the day. And it's hard to be. It's hard to be mechayv. The most very fascinating thing is I only had a chance to see it with the Chavetz Chaim in Avos Chesed, where he talks about. He discussed in the beginning of Halva. So he talks about over there whether there's a mitzvah to lend things out to other people, not money. Money is a mitzvah in Kesed Halves Ami. What about Chafatzim? Is there a mitzvah to lend out Chafatzim to other people? So he says,
Chesed.
He says, this is a mitzvah Chesed. So if it's mitzvah chesed when you lend something out, so why isn't there putid or basif? So you have to say that the vardis, since it's only mitzvah kiyumis, you're not mechuyif to do it. So maybe like you don't have, you're not going to become potter from just because you're doing the mitzvah sheva.
Is it only kiyumis? The Gemara first brings up, why is Pesach Tzura? Because he says,
I don't know. But a vada person is not only misal can be all chesed all stock of a chesed. What's a shayla? That's a gemara b'mitzia. Kala, right? What's the lashon of the gemara? The gemara says that if you're makbid, efes lo yichav evin shalchav kaid mechivu l'shal kol adam, right? That you come first. So the gemara says kol makbid b'kach yisef yilavin b'kach, right? If a person says shalika, Rashi says, if a person says all day shalikaidim, so then he'll have to come on to other people too. Well, my, so that's the paravada. That means that tzarsayim is not shkofa shabayif. A person has the ability to be more to be nicer person, to do more chesed. But paravada, the etzem chesed in itself is a mitzvah kiyumis. Akoponim. What the Chafetz Chaim discusses is that what's the halacha by she'ilah to an ani? If the person doesn't have the chafetz because you don't have the money to afford it, are you mekayim the mitzvah? You have a mitzvah chiyuvus of tzedaka. The mitzvah chiyuvus of tzedaka is demachzer shiyachzer. Right, it's a mitzvah demachzer shiyachzer. Right, that you have an obligation to go ahead and provide the ani with something that is missing. So kibshutai, that means money. The Ali doesn't have so much money, you have to give him the money. What about a chayfetz? So Chafetz Chaim says a davar pashut, that if you're mechuyif to give money, then mechuyif to give a chayfetz, still mechuyif to give a chayfetz, afnei machzer shiyachzor. That's a chayfetz of Chafetz Chaim. So if there's a mitzvah chiyuvus to give a chayfetz, chayfetz should come out that if an Ali asks to borrow something from you, then you should be put off putei derbeis according to the Ran. He says, l'motzino b'shiyachal b'zeh. Right. But then he goes on, he says, the whole run is not so posh, I ain't this, I ain't that. But the Ma'aseh, that's the horror of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim wants to say that every she'ilah of Etzem is a mitzvah. The only reason why I'm telling you that it's not considered such a there's no printed of Yisim, is like Goshen of the Chafetz Chaim, il mitzvah kol kach. What do you mean mitzvah kol kach? It means mitzvah kiyumas. It's not such a shtarka mitzvah. Then he right away asks from a she'ilah to an ani. She'el Tanoni, the Chayr is a mitzvah gedayla, and if it's a chiyuvus, why in the world are you not going to be chayiv? Why in the world? Why over there? Why over there? Don't we say that in a putter derby?
The Gemara said in a nice time, there was a tzara that the whole city was no mason something because it was they used to lend out the shovels for the kfura. Right? So you see, from there, I wouldn't call that such a small mitzvah. If this whole city, not one person died. I heard stories of here, what kind of stories. If not one person died, no place.
I'm not playing down the milo of the mitzvah chesed, chas v'shalom. Just trying to be madrid in halacha first before we go. Chesed is, it says there's three shlisha midas, right? Shlisha simonim. What is shlisha simonim? B'mlech hasodim is the last one, right? The chesed of the yid is to be a good mel chesed. For whatever reason, the Torah didn't want to make the mitzvah of chesed into a mitzvah.
What is wrong? So why is Chafetz Chaim? Rabbi Shai, I think, says about 10% meiser. He says didn't meiser in doing chesed. He's martyred. No, chesed was done. So it's man, but doing helping someone out something. He says the din is not just a
parent. That's Rav Moshe coming to argue on the Chassam Sefer, right?
I didn't see the Shulchan.
I didn't hear it. The Chassam Sefer said the fakir. That it says that we say that the etzem is what Balmitzia says in two places. One by Efes Lebuchadnezzar, but the other place is by the Machlekes Ben Patur and Rabbi Akiva, right? So Chizma to Nuri Kiva, when there's Shnei Anashar Shemach in the Midbar, right? And the Gemara says that they both, there's only one kankan of water, one kan of Mayim, And it's Reuven's and the Shabbos, but he's mechuyev to share with his friend Shimon.
They're going to die if they both drink
it. If they both drink it, they're going to die. So the Vatura says it's better. It says better for both them to drink. While Yer Echad can be says Chaveira. So you have to understand the Vatura. Kipshut from where it is, that he holds that Chayisha is it's Kedai Chayisha. And then Akiva came along and said, no, Chayecha Kaid Mechayecha Vercha. You're mechuyev to go ahead and drink a bottle yourself because your life comes before the life of your friend, right? So that's the din of Chayecha Kaid. So if you ever the Ramban, one of his echreichim that v'hafto reichu kamoichu can't mean kamoichu mamish, which would mean they have to treat your friend in all ways just like yourself. One of the kashas that he has that it can't mean kamoichu mamish is because of din of chayecha kaidin. If it's din of chayecha kaidin, then it can't be kamoichu mamish.
Right?
That's a second. Let me develop it for you. Okay, that's what Ramban asks. It can't be kamoichu mamish because then it's a steer to din of chayecha kaidin. So the Meila, the Ramban says, it doesn't mean to love your friend like yourself. You love your friend like yourself, mamish. So then you do whatever you could to your friend, as much as you do for yourself. It doesn't. So he says. So what's Ramban say? That you should want the hatzlach of your friend, and you should provide for the hatzlach of your friend. It's pulis that you should do, and a rutzin that your friend should be smatzliach. And they learn up. The Ramban means that you should try to do pulis and try to make sure that your friend is matzliach and always possible, but it's not the etzem harkoshes ahava. They say that the Ramban means these types of things is helping your friend out in order to become to accomplish what he needs to accomplish. Okay, that's they say nechalam that is mrs. Chesed. So that's what that's what the Ramban says. So that means that the mitzvah chesed. The Mrs. Chesed is mugbal by the din of Chayecha Kaidman. Right? Chayecha Kaidman tells us that your Mrs. Chesed is mugbal by you. In other words, you come first. And the Gemara B'Mitzio, the Gemara you just mentioned before, takes it even further. That if it's a question of me saving myself from Shevi, saving, I'm doing Hashem's Aveda for myself or for my friend, we say, Hashem's Chavi Heaven, you also take precedence. So we see that you go ahead and you come first by all these things. Right?
But second, coming second, it seems like there's a freedom. The coming second, if you could give water to the other guy and you don't give water,
it's only a Kedem, because there you've done a little of Lysama Dariah also. That's a different story. But I'll speak to Mitzvah Chesed. Mitzvah Chesed, the Ravani, you come first. My Dorsa Dover is more than Ramba, because the Getter of Chesed is that. I'm not mechuyev to go ahead and do chesed when it comes when there's a chesed when a person himself has a chesed. The way they made it is that it's a mitzvah yisavshat that it's a mitzvah kiyumas that when I have the opportunity to do chesed I should do it. When I don't have the opportunity I don't do it. And it's mugder with the din of chayecha kaidin. When should I decide when to do chesed or not to do chesed? It's mugder by the fact that I should go ahead and do chesed only when it's not going to affect my chayim or affect my money. Then I'm a chayim to do chesed. Then chesed is something I should do. But if not, I'm a chayim to do it.
Landing out the gemach, it doesn't really free your chayim. You can
land out
gemach. We have a
chayim
to.
In case of Havas Ami, is grab a mitzvah deraisa. Stuff is a mitzvah chayim. You're a chayim to do. Right. That you're mechuyev to. If an ani comes to you and asks you from, if someone comes to you and asks to borrow money from you, Ravadam Kesetavis, and these are just a chiyuv, you're mechuyev to lend it if you're able to. Also, she'ela, that's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying, that she'ela to an ani should be a mitzvah chiyuv. Okay. So, Lamaisa, the Chafetz Chaim wants to say that every time you want to leave yeshiva to an ani, and he says, Motzini Mishim Chalak Bazeh, that you should have a den of mitzvah chiyuv to give them money. Okay. That is the halacha of the Sheva's farm. Let me just go through now. The dinim over here of Shalacha Klei's Man Hashem. There's not so much going on over here, so I'm just go quickly through the three cases. You have a Gemara. The Gemara says that there's one Mefurish Gemara, one Mefurish in the Pesach, and the other thing that's not Mefurish B'chlal, and it's very not far what Halacha is. The first there's one thing that's mefurish. Mefurish in the Gemara is what a shayla becomes after Yimei Sheila. What does a shayla come after Yimei Sheila? State in Gemara that you become a shemer sacher al tayel v'nenu mahana. That's what's passing in Shemem Gimel Sif Aleph. That even after the zman of the shayla is over, there's not going to be the shayla doesn't lose his din shemer. Not only does not lose his din shemer, but he's even a shemer sacher because he was nena from the chayfetz itself. So there's a Pesach Shuv over here that discusses that the difference between the Sheol Lizman and the Sheol Lizal Lizman. So the only time this halacha is said is only by Sheol Lizman. If you borrow something for 2 weeks, after 2 weeks you're a Shem Rasach. But let's say Be'emza Hazman. In the middle of this month, you want to go ahead. Let's say in the middle of the time. Let's discuss the different cases. What's mufurish is sheil zman after the zman, before the zman is over, you're chayav anitzav. After the zman is over, you're a shemasar. That's klar. That's open. That's a gemara. Where do things get a little bit not as mufurish? When it's a sheil zman and the shoyel wants to get back to chayfas b'emza hazman. So there, the Pesach Shuvah says, since you can't stop the Sheol of Mitamol, because the Maisa I was kind of for this man, so until it gets to the hands of the Mashal, I'm going to be Chayef. Right? Until it gets to the hands of the Mashal, because just even if the Mashal says Shlach, but the Maisa I made a kidney, it doesn't make a difference.
Why don't you say the Sheol is one of the.
I haven't had nothing because
the
shell
doesn't pay anything.
So that's what the Pesach Shuvah says. Machne Ephraim says like you. Ephraim says that according to the book of Yetzet, it says the shell can be mevatel, can stop the shmir b'emsa zman, because the whole zman is b'shvil oil, like we learned b'shaitai. So maybe the book of Yetzet wants to say that you can the shell has the ability to stop the shell and say, I'm not being a shell anymore, and you're going to end up being a shemer sucker also. So could be the Machne Ephraim not be like this Pesach Shuvah. Then you have most of the shell was time.
Was Machne Ephraim?
Machne Ephraim brings the Mukiyesa. Mukiyesa says that tachlis of the mildest man by a shoyel is l'tavis hashoyel, because now the mashal can't back out until the zman is over. So if the shoyel wants to be mevater on his man, he could. So he says, if he says the Machne Ephraim, and maybe if you mevater, if the shoyel is mevater in his time, it makes it then he's not a shoyel anymore. Not like this.
Even
teichazman. That's the chiddush. The Machne Ephraim wants to even teichazman, because you're not going to be a shoyel anymore. What about a stam sheila? So this halacha is not said by a stam sheila. If it's a stam sheila, so if the mashal goes ahead and says, I'll take it back now, so then he made it a sheila lizman. So once the mashal agrees to take it back, you're a shemer sachar. But kol zman the mashal doesn't agree to take it back, then he's not going to be potter until it gets back to the mashal's to the yara mashal mamish. Those are the two. Those are the different cases by sheila lizman and sheila not lizman. That's all true by a sheila that after acher zman sheila lizman. What's halacha by Shemr Sachar Chazman Shei Lasai? Shemr Sachar after Chazman Shei Lasai also Mufurish halacha to Beis Yisef. It's not Mufurish in the Rishon. Beis Yisef says that if we find that by Shai you go down a darga, also by Shemr Sachar you go down a darga. By Shemr Sachar, from Shemr Sachar you become a Shemr Chima. Okay, that's what the Beis Yisef says. The Ma'aseh Machne Ephraim. So Mucher Pasha the Kasha is what's a Sushel. The Gemara says the reason why Shel becomes a Shemr Sachar. Hail v'nei Mahana. But why in the world should a Shemr Sachar become a Shemr Chino? Once he said, I'm watching it for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, I'm not a Shemr anymore. Zai Gazon. I don't want to watch your Chayfas anymore. Why in the world should the Shemr Sachar be a Shemr Chino Machar Zman? Kind Yishlumah to this Beis Yisef. Kind Yishlumah that a Shemr Sachar should become a Shemr Chino. What's the Pshah? How's the effect of Machan Ephraim? He doesn't really have a good tariff. He says maybe that's what Tanoi Yashmira, that will call pochas after the Zman I paid you, you should at least, with Emanilo Yishmar, Zami Yishmarana, such a smart. But in Havon, it's a little bit schwer. Why in the world does Shemesh Sachar become a Shemachin? But why is Hazayis compassing the version of Shalomar? So if you're paid to watch something, Acher Klais Hazman, you become a Shemachin. Now, the big Shiloh, which is not discussed by anyone, Kemah, maybe there's at least on the page command on the page is a shemachinam, which is the most common shiloh. Shemachinam acher kleizmanai, what then does it become? So if I was the base yisrael, I would say they go down a darga. So what's the shemachinam that goes down a darga? Garnished. He's not a shemer anymore. You have the title of Machne Ephraim as miyishmerena. So this is the most common. This is the most common shiloh that does come up when you give someone a chifetz to bring to you. Someone says, your neighbor tells you, you learned in the mirror. Do me a favor. Bring it to Pliny. Say fine, but I'm only taking it. I'm only taking it for today. And I'm not schlepping it around. That's what they say. I'm not schlepping it around. I'm not only for today. So at the end of the day, the guy never showed up, picked it up. Ma nachnu yicholim lasotim zeh. You can just leave it in the sleeve of your the bench.
You're not there.
Huh? You could leave the sleeve on the bench.
Take it back from
him. Or, no, since I gave him a zman for my shmirah, so I'm not a shemer anymore, so finished.
I thought it was a shmir machlokes.
Why?
Why is it that the probably had the yeshiva time? You also have a dinner of Aveda.
No, there's a dinner of Aveda.
You're causing an Aveda.
What are you causing an Aveda? I don't want to leave it there. I forgot it there. What am I supposed to do? I'm not causing an Aveda.
No. So I'm leaving it. After I'm a shemachinim, I leave it to the bench of yeshiva. I just made an Aveda, right?
Oh, you're saying it's like Gar from Hashem's Aveda. Yeah. Right here. That's a good taina. That's always the taina. That's always the taina. But that's the question. The question is, Akilu, you're a masna. Here, the guy was masna. No, but here the guy was masna. I know. But here the guy's masna. He says, fine, no problem. Here's the guy's mom from Askin. He said, right here, the guy's saying, fine, you know, take it. I understand. You don't want to take Achrayis. But Maisa, what's a halacha? So there's a ritva that they bring down that says you're still a shemachin, and even after Klais Asman, Rechon Ephraim goes back and forth. Well, Maisa is a suffix. I'm not bored if you can be mechayiv a shemer. Well, the shas that you can be mechayiv. If you want to come inside your taina, then Ashos Aveda, which is well, Maisa at the end of the day, lechar you have. That I'm being masked, that I want to be made, that I don't want to be mishav aved. It's a ksar mechudeshes. But even if you're not
masked,
it's not masked.
You
said
before it's a time you can leave it on the bench after the zman. It's not the person agrees.
Right. That's a sor.
Maybe.
That's what all of you are timing. Maybe.
Why
is it not masked?
Why?
That I shouldn't be chayvin ashos aveda because it's not first on zamshim amal. When you pass on zamshim amal, you could be masna. But the part is because it's yeshiva b'mechila. So that's in the yisoid anyway. So that's the shaila. The shaila is you could say you're svar, really you wouldn't be a shaymer. But even on the tzaddik, you would say that I do have a mitzvah ashos aveda. But if something happens to it, that wouldn't be a sivud to be mechayvin. Well, that's enough gemina. But I'll tell you, if someone really asks me, what should I do? So I say, I always tell them it definitely would be the right thing to do is to watch it anyway, right? You know, you have to hedge in these shaylos. What am I supposed to do?
Take it back.
Can I tell the briros that you're chayav to be able to watch it? I can't tell you for briros you're chayav to watch it. The ritva says it seems to say your shemachina, but a lot of the lomotzinu davar zeh bichlal. You know, the Machne Ephraim has grace of tainas in simon yotes in shmir about this whether you're shemir bichlal. He seems to come out to you not a shemir. It's not a davar par b'chlam.
Your own chafetz nimardam you put onto the racks, your hats and jackets.
So v'sholchati yochal, or v'sholchaviyata yata yochal. Doesn't mean it's not a shia. You could be a v'sheya, I have no problem with you being v'sheya in your things.
Is that the sin of being v'sheya? Everybody puts this jacket on hands.
So it depends whether you understand. If he understands that that's what you're going to do with it, then it's not a shia. But if he doesn't understand it, he thinks you're going to watch it better. That's what it is. A jacket, I would assume that you have a right to put on a hook. If it's something that's more valuable, or something that the derech is not to do that and everything with, it's not so posh. So I would say that, I always say, if someone would ask me, if he was given something to watch as a shemachina lizman, I would tell him it's better to, even though the person is not right of the person, and you could have to be for a time out of the person, and it's not right that they didn't come and pick it up, I still tell you that the right thing to do is to continue to watch it. Sign it's not potentially a din shmira, also potentially a din asher zaveda. But if something, if a person will ma'isa b'dievah left it because he didn't want to take achrayis for it, to go in and be mechayiv him, I think it would be difficult to be mechayiv him. Seder. Anyway, so that's the that's Shin Mem Gimel. So Bez Hashem, we're moving on to Shin Mem Vav. Beis Mach Malacha.
Thursday
or Monday? Sicha. Bailo Vimay. what do you want? What do you think? Maybe Thursday. We'll see.
Whenever.
Why should people be here Thursday?
What do you mean?
Thursday.